And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
That's right. Thanks to our extended credit music, it is exactly 5:45 on a Wednesday. Time for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup, where we hear from folks inside of KBOO about what's going on here at your independent community radio station and in the greater listener community. Tonight, we are talking once again with KBOO station manager Monica Beamer. Monica, so good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
So, in a nutshell, what's happening at KBOO?
Well, lots is happening, and we're winding down our busy festival and remote broadcast season, as folks know. Broadcast when we go out and bring the KBOO broadcast to the people from somewhere in the community. And we have one more remote for the season, an outdoor jazz festival, the last Saturday of August. But if you didn't get a chance to tune in last weekend as we broadcast from Pickathon, you can still listen to that or any of our summer festivals, including Good in the Hood, Waterfront Blues Festival, and more, of course, by going to kboo.fm or by downloading our KBOO mobile app. So summer can last all year if you want it to, just by searching the KBOO app or website. So one more remote festival broadcast, but we're already looking ahead to election night in November and a possible remote broadcast, potentially at a bowling alley with our KBOO community and new and old friends. So stay tuned for more information on that event.
That's a good tease. It is still August, though, thankfully, and we don't have to worry about the elections for another couple of months. That means it is time for the KBOO book and record sale, which is just about to happen, correct?
It is happening this Saturday, the annual KBOO book and record sale taking place noon to 7 p.m. at Cider Riot, which is our new neighbor on Northeast 8th and Cooch, one block away, a couple blocks away. Unfortunately, we're no longer accepting donations, so hang on to them for next year at this point. And thank you to everyone who has donated. We have a lot of good stuff. Records and books and CDs and books and DVDs and books. But if you're a KBOO volunteer and you want to help out Saturday, contact Ani, our volunteer coordinator. And again, that's noon to 7 p.m. this Saturday at Cider Riot at Northeast 8th and Cooch, the annual KBOO book and record sale.
And as there is every year, there will be some hidden gems in there. So
oh, yeah.
Don't dilly-dally. If you think there's something you might like, get here early.
Right. Also, this Thursday, August 11th, KBOO at the Clinton will be showing the film A Letter to Momo from writer and director Hiroki Okura. A Letter to Momo took 7 years to create and is a kind of Japanese anime Alice in Wonderland, is how it's described. And that's 7 to 9 p.m. this Thursday at the Clinton Street Theater.
Also, it being fall, we've got the KBOO annual meeting coming up soon.
Yes, and KBOO ballots will be coming in the mail in the next few weeks. KBOO members can be looking for those to participate in the KBOO democracy and to elect some new KBOO board members. And yes, hold the date for the KBOO annual meeting, Sunday, September 25th from 2 to 5 p.m. And that's going to be at the PSU Native American Student and Community Center, which is on 710 Southwest Jackson Street. And we'll have food and cake and a few speakers, and we'll hear the results of the election.
And we have open positions for the board currently?
We do. There are 3 positions open, and the board is now accepting applications for those until September 15th. And so folks can go to the website, go to either kboo.fm 2016 Board of Directors, or they can click on the link that's on the homepage at kboo.fm on the right-hand side under News from the Boo for more information. And these are important roles. I know we talked about it quite a bit last week. Important roles for the station and for community media in general, both of which couldn't be more important at this time. So thank you to our board and to everyone who steps forward in this way. It's a big commitment, and we are grateful.
Is there anything else going on at KBOO that would be of interest to the listeners?
Yes.
I mean, always. Yes, there always is, but anything you want to mention in particular?
Yes, we have a lot of good people working hard to create fun events and raise funds for KBOO over the next few months. The David Barsamian event that was canceled due to David's health in the spring is going to take place in October or November, so stay tuned for that date. And our neighbors and friends at Bossa Nova Ballroom and Imago Theater are going to host a street party for KBOO in October. So stay tuned for more information on all of that. We also have a KBOO Comedy Showcase that will take place Thursday, September 8th at the Clinton Street Theater. This is a 21 and older event with host T6 and Gil Cardon of Riftslinger. And Tim Diablo will DJ throughout the evening. The event's going to feature the comedians Betty Longren, Bree Pruitt, who won third place at Portland's Funniest Person Competition, Adam Posse, he's the runner-up at Portland's Funniest Person Competition, and from Hawaii, Brandy Morgan, Belinda Guile, Nariko Ott, who won first place at Portland's Funniest Person Competition, and headliner Debbie Wooten. So quite a good lineup. And you can find this and all of our KBOO-sponsored events on the KBOO.fm homepage on the right-hand side under KBOO co-sponsored events, which is quite a great partnership we do with the community to, well, these are folks doing stuff for us, so thank you. But also for other events that are happening, folks can find out about that on our website.
That's right. The website hosts all of the events that are specific to KBOO, as well as community calendar events that might not be directly related to KBOO, but should be very interesting to people who listen to KBOO.
Yep, our partners in the community.
What else can KBOO listeners and members expect here in the, I hate to say it, but fall is around the corner,
right?
In the early fall.
Right. Of course, we're going to have our fall membership drive taking place the 9th through the 23rd of September, and we'll have a sweepstakes subvert letter out soon, and you can donate early before the 9th. Your name will be entered to win some gifts, and we can try and take a day off the drive. You don't have to donate to be entered to win. There will be a letter in folks' mailboxes soon, and thank you to all of the KBOO members for donating early to try to take a day off the drive. We're also starting to work on our 50th anniversary committee, which is very exciting. 2018 will be KBOO's 50th anniversary, and we're working on many activities, including a large musical multicultural event. We're working on a lot of histories, doing interviews, and we're also going to be doing a 50th anniversary exhibit that will take place the first 6 months of 2018 at the Oregon Historical Society. So we're getting started. Yeah. So we're getting started early. And
where's the material for the exhibit coming from?
Well, we're going to be deciding, but from KBOO. So, there's going to be a group meeting to continuing to meet up until the time and building that together. And we have some folks with some museum experience, exhibit experience, but also even if you don't and you just are interested in helping out with any of the 50th anniversary, you can contact Ani, again, KBOO's volunteer coordinator, at volunteer@kboo.org, or myself, Monica, at kboo.org.
So speaking of the exhibit at the Historical Society, that brings to mind the subject of material from KBOO's history and what condition it is currently in.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about digitizing.
Yeah. So if folks haven't come down for a visit, they should. We have different events throughout the year where folks can come visit or stop by and can try and get a tour if you drop in. But we have a big music room, of course, which is very exciting. And then another big room full of tapes and reels, reel-to-reels. And I believe, you know, this is probably only a part of KBOO history. There's a lot of reel-to-reels probably all over,
right,
from our history. And so part of our 50th anniversary will be gathering those. Not yet, because we don't have the space for it. But we're going to be... So that's our archive and digitization project. So many of our older broadcast content is in analog format and either unsearchable or at risk of deterioration or both, really. So our goal is to digitize this history, which is so important. And there's a lot of Portland history that we want to make sure is not lost. So we have this big room. It has all these tapes. And we're going to be working on that. And last week we welcomed Selena Chow to KBOO, our National Digital Stewardship Resident, who will be with us for the next 10 months working on this project. And with a grant from the Spirit Mountain Community Fund, we'll continue to move this forward, hopefully with some other grant funding. And We'll have Selena on News from the Boo in the coming weeks or months to talk more about the archive project. And if you'd like more information on this project, please check out our August e-newsletter, where we'll introduce her and talk more about this important project. But you'll be hearing more about it. It's really important, and we're really excited.
Yeah, so if you are a listener or a current or former volunteer from the station and you've got old reel-to-reels, cassette tapes that you made on your home tape deck in the 80s, whatever you've got, don't bring it to us now, but keep a hand on them because we will want all of that stuff not too long from now. All right, we've got a couple minutes left, and I want...
Go ahead.
One
thing I just wanted to mention was if... because I mentioned the monthly newsletter, if you don't get that, it's full of things happening and specials. You can go to our website again and sign up for the newsletter. I think you'll be glad you did. It tells you a lot of things that are happening. So.
Yep. Yeah, if you don't want to search for it yourself on the website, you know, be like me. Just wait for the newsletter to come out.
Yeah.
So we do have a couple minutes left, and I wanted to talk about maybe the possibility, since it is the 50th anniversary, and that's kind of a big deal, that might we see a return of the Boo Ball?
That comes up quite a bit. Because it comes up quite a bit, that's definitely on the list. And so people who are interested in that need to come and make sure that they are helping out, because we're only able to do as much as we have people who can make things happen. So we're open to the ideas of what people want to bring, and we're trying not to say we'll do too many things right now and build towards doing things where there's energy, but there's definitely some energy around that because folks ask about that quite a bit. So but there's nothing definite yet. No plans.
All right. Nothing you're gonna reveal yet.
Yes. One of the other things that we're transitioning around, people may have been hearing, people hopefully have heard a lot over the last year about our 3-year strategic plan. So we have a final 3-year plan with broad goals and objectives that hopefully people have seen, because we've been inviting folks to give us input and got a lot of input on it in its final draft or its draft, and considered all that input and made some changes based in that. And the board voted on it, and the staff are now working on annual work plans that we will, from those objectives and goals. So we'll basically create action steps and timelines and budgets that we will report on monthly. And
can you give us a broad picture of what we're working towards?
Well, we took a lot of great input, and we're working on some very important broad goals to, of course, make sure that our programming makes us be the important leader that we want to be in our community for information and working with communities that are not often heard, you know, so we're all learning from each other and bringing voices to our community that are often silenced. And we'll be working on our equipment and infrastructure and things such as that, because it's an amazing amount of equipment and it's super important to stay on top of. And we'll be working continuing on our beloved community work, which is making sure that we our community where everyone can feel like they can thrive. And so we have, those are sort of the broader goals, and we have objectives around those. And what I wanted to mention is that we will have those up on our website soon, and also in a, they're gone to the graphic artist right now. So we'll have a nice handout for folks to read and see. And you can always email me if you'd like to look at them before then. Monica@kboo.org.
And we have we've got the new studio up and running.
The new studio's up and running, production room 3. So yeah, if you haven't had a chance to come see those, get a tour from one of the staff.
Yeah, you know, that actually bears mentioning, because when especially during fundraising times, we talk about open houses and we have people come on down, and that's a great way to come introduce yourself to the station if you want to be part of the crowd. But if you're unavailable during those open house times, the station during normal business hours is always open, and yeah, if you want to call ahead or if you just want to drop in, there are volunteers who will be happy to show you around and let you know how you can get involved.
Yep, there's always a lot of people here to welcome people and give them a tour. So that is true.
Well, I'm looking forward to everything coming up, Molly. Thank you so much for coming and being with us today.
Nice to see you.
And yeah, nice seeing you too. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
See you soon.